Good morning. Our first reading this morning is Psalms chapter 66, verses 1 through 7 and 16 through 20. Make a joyful noise to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his praise. Give to him glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. Because of your great power, your enemies cringe before you. All the earth worships you. They sing praises to you. Sing praises to your name, Selah. Come and see what God has done. He is awesome in his deeds among mortals. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. There we rejoiced in him. Who rules by his might forever, whose eyes keep watch on the nations. Let the rebellious not exalt themselves. Selah. Come and hear, all of you who fear God, and I will tell what he has done for me. I cried aloud to him, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God truly has listened. He has given heed to the words of my prayer. Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me. Our second reading this morning is Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, Go and show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well.
As I was growing up, any time I received a birthday gift from a relative, and particularly, you know, those $5 bills stuck inside the birthday cards from grandparents, I was expected to send a thank you note to my grandma. And because I was told I had to, I resisted a bit, and it truly never really felt like a natural outpouring of my gratitude. It was like an obligation to get mom off my back, and an obligation there were times I would have gladly given the $5 bill to get rid of. But as I thought about my history in giving thanks, and I thought about the Samaritan leper in this morning's reading, the one who did respond and return praising God, I began to realize that perhaps I do not even praise God as I should. And I realized this week how much easier it is for me to complain to God about pressures and difficulties. It's easier for me to talk about gratitude, to tell others that they should be grateful, to talk about the benefits of gratitude upon our mood and happiness. But I don't often just sit there and praise God. In the past, I've preached about what praise is, how thankfulness is an act of freedom that doubles the joy in what has been received, and that is true. I mean, I've got pages on praise and thanksgiving and notes from past sermons or saved up for future sermons or for use during stewardship time. But going through those, there's rarely a time I stopped and wrote down what I was going to praise God for in the midst of all those words. So rather than simply talk about praise and gratitude this morning, what I needed this week was, on my spiritual level, was to praise God, and you're free to listen in. And I'm going to use the gospel account to guide and provide focus as I go along in the thanks and praise I share with you and with God. We're told on the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. And I thank you, God, that you are the one who comes to us in the regions between who we are and what we would like to be, those spaces between what we hope and what we fear. I thank you for being in the regions between violence and helping to bring about ceasefire breaks in the Middle East and aid to the victims. I thank you for the space between wakefulness and sleep where what I may foolishly call intuition kicks in. And I thank you for being in the spaces between what some deem acceptable or unacceptable, foreigner or Israelite or Samaritan. The gospel continues, and as Jesus entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." For your approachability in Jesus, O God, I give you thanks. Thank you for coming to us in the most vulnerable way possible, contained in human flesh. Thank you for revealing your glory in the person of Jesus Christ, whom lepers can approach, which means we in turn are also able to approach. For your earthly approachability to us, all of us broken-winged birds, I give you thanks. When Jesus saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." That you see me, O God, I give you thanks. Thank you for seeing who I am. Thank you for seeing what I try to hide. Thank you for seeing my hurt and my fear, my heart and my humor. Thank you for seeing that I am stronger than I think and also not nearly as strong as I like to think. Thank you for seeing this broken world in all its beauty. And most especially, thank you for seeing all of these things and responding in healing love. Thank you for how you have sent varied and wounded people to show themselves to me, and how in doing so, in sending the mix of racial backgrounds and gender identities, the addicted or the abusers and abused, that in them you have shown yourself to me. Knowing as you do that without the stories, gifts, and scars of each of these people, I would never see as much of you and your great mercy. And as they went, they were made clean. They went together. And I thank you, God, that healing happens in community. Thank you for the way in which you bring your people together to be healed, for ways we help heal each other. Thank you. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And I praise you, God, for the ones who turn back. Thank you for all the people in my life who speak your name, who point to you as the source and ground of goodness, who dare to recognize you as God and who remind me that you are real and you are actively redeeming me and them and all of creation. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" and blessed be Jesus, who came to his own and were told his own received him not. And we thank you, though, that he's in doing so, receiving that treatment, he also glorifies the strangers, the outsiders. It is one of the less comfortable aspects of following you at times, Jesus, but I thank you for loving me too much to stay comfortable for too long. Thank you for interrupting my pride and refusing to leave me as it is. Thank you for exposing me to the stranger and others outside my familiar life. It can be as uncomfortable as all get out, but in your faithfulness, you always lead me through death to more abundant life. Then Jesus said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." For all the things, having been healed and gone my way, that I fail to even notice, I give you thanks today, O Lord. I thank you for this community. I thank you for the chaos of children. I thank you for friends who text me back. I thank you for coffee, for clean water and safe roads, electricity and garbage pickup. I thank you for babies and for seniors. And thank you for never leaving me. Thank you for all the people who managed to make me laugh. Thank you for creating us to sing. Thank you, God, that I have in you all and congregation understanding about how slowly I move. And I thank you for laughter and tears that reliably happen when we gather, be it in special occasions like Thanksgiving or that can happen over any gathering. Thank you for this new home in Christ made for us and for every other gift which I am too blind to see that totally comes from you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen.